Some of us are so angry about sins that have been committed against us. We're not seeing that you're in control of all that, that you intend that for our good. Even as for your own son, as the worst imaginable was happening, as he's being crucified, it's all according to your plan. He's embracing it. He's enjoying his heart looking beyond that cross. And we are here forgiven because of it. Help us to see what you're up to, even with the pains that we've been through in our life. Help us to believe you. We say with that man, I believe. Help my unbelief. Forgive us for tolerating that unbelief. And we know you will do exceedingly beyond what we're asking. You'll not just forgive us. You'll not just give us what we need. You will give us yourself. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This closing song, I was just singing it to myself, singing it to the Lord in my own time earlier today, just because I just needed it personally. And this is a wonderful, wonderful song. It comes out of a statement in 2 Timothy chapter 1. These four verses are going to be an opportunity for us who struggle with unbelief to make an affirmation now. I know whom I've believed. And so as we stand and sing it, we're making it personally, but we're singing it out loud, so we're making it corporately together. This will be a wonderful way to conclude this service. Would you stand with me as we sing? Four verses here. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me He hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for His own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. The second. I know not how this saving faith to me He did impart, nor how believing in His word brought peace within my heart. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. The third. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in Him. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Now, before we sing the last verse, you need help. I needed help with this one. So I looked at that. I sang it earlier. I know not when the Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor if I walk the veil with Him or meet Him in the air. I mean, it sounds great, but it's meaningless unless you understand what that word veil is talking about, right? So I Googled it. That was absolutely no help at all. No one knew what it was talking about. Like, what does walk the veil with Him mean? And there was just a bunch of nonsense. It didn't help me at all. So, and then I just, what does veil mean? And veil is just basically shorthand for the valley. So this is just saying, if God's purpose is that I walk through valleys, I keep living, or if His purpose is that I see Him in the air, this is what will. This is my hope. I know Him. I know whom I have believed. So, let's sing this now meaningfully as we sing the last. I know not when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor if I walk the vale with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I'm anticipating that in light of God's word today, some of us are like, I'm not quite ready to leave this room. All right, I need some help with this unbelief in my heart. What I recommend is that you find a priest. All right. You've got a great high priest in heaven, and you got a whole bunch of priests around you. Like, in Christ, we are all priests. So find someone that can pray with you right now and just say, I'm not ready to leave this moment. Would you pray with me? I got to deal with this unbelief. God's just dealing with me right now. And you know what? He'll do that. He will answer your prayer. But don't miss the opportunity while it's today. Thank you, Father. You are so good to us. Help us even now to respond rightly. In Jesus' name, amen.